I've been kicking all these people when 2 minutes was up, and Fred's going to kick me, so I kicked Leroy pretty hard, I think. I didn't mean that, really. Mary Margaret, the eras of the 1940 to 49, in a lot of respects, were the same as the 30s. Our faculty at Rolfe High School changed very little. Names, I'll probably miss some, but Anderson was still our superintendent, Miss Markham, the principal, in dramatics and English, Miss Wilson, Barbara Ulrich, history, Miss Hendrickson, in the home ec department, there was Miss Kelly, in the grades, Dorothy Schaefer, now Dorothy Brinkman. In the coaching, we had Art Evans. He left during this era and was replaced by John Cassidy and later by Bob Ellsworth. I would like to touch on some of the families and athletes I were on teams with. I would like to mention Bertha Smith's family. You know, when I was a freshman, I came out of country school and I had no older brothers. And I wanted to go out for football, and Dad said, okay. Well, you know, that first afternoon, that 3:10 period in the locker room, I was kind of off in the corner. I didn't know how you got all that equipment on, but I kind of lived through that. And but what I wanted to tell you about Bertha Smith's family, she had a senior by the name of Clyde Smith. He was a senior that year, and his name was Speck. Then come along, she had another son by the name of Junior. His nickname was Prunes. I don't know where he ever got that. And then came along, Ray. We all know Ray. His nickname was Izzy. And then I was a freshman with Biff. His name was Clifford. I think Clifford didn't weigh 100 pounds his first year out for football. I think he reached about 100 and a quarter his senior year. He quarterbacked the team. We had cheerleaders then. I recall Pat Hurley and Marie White, and you know, we had a third cheerleader that was a boy. I'll bet you don't know who he was, a lot of you. That was Verd Shelgren. He was a little small for sports, and he was just a heck of a cheerleader. His nickname was Shrimp, if you recall. A little more seriously, the effects of, hey, somebody's kicking me already, I gotta quit. Well, just let me hurry through here. I can't miss the social life we had back in those days. You know, the crew cut was in style. Girls wore long skirts, bobby socks, saddle shoes. The era of the big bands was still in. If you wanted to venture out of Rolfe and you had a little extra gas, you know, it was ration there, you could go to the Redado or Bloody Bucket. On Friday nights, there was Twin Lakes. And I think we all seriously remember September 2nd, 1945, VJ Day.